The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Ron Ferris from Boopert Productions.
And I am Dan Lynch from Daniel's Video Productions.
And it's Tuesday, June 14th, 2011, and it's Flag Day. That's why we were playing the music for the
Wonderful,
flag.
Wonderful, Ron. You are on the ball, I'll tell you.
And it's Volume 1, Chapter 16 of the R&D Radio Show. And you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM or online at www.1110.wccmam.com. And if you'd like to email us, it's tips@boopa.com. If you're shy, you're coy, or just whatever the other guys have been saying, just stealing our lines from us, and they say we're stealing theirs.
Yeah.
So we'll just go back and
forth. You know, let them have it.
Yeah. If you're shy, you can email us at tips@boopa.com. Today's guest is...
Well, we got a very special, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
Why would that be?
Because this is my son, Phil. Phil, what's happening, bud?
Yeah, not much. How's it going?
All right. Wow, that's the most nicest voice I've heard from you in a while.
Wow.
Usually he's like...
Stop it.
He's a good kid.
I was going to say he's your better half, but that's your wife. So he's the other half, so you have more than two halves.
Yeah, they both keep me in line,
That's right, he does. I know, I've seen him. Cracks that whip. Good job, Phil. I'm glad you keep him on the straight and narrow.
That's right.
You can reach us by phone at 978-687-8005. Or if you're out of the area, it's 877-687-8005. That is toll-free. And if you have any questions, we'll definitely try to answer them on the air for you. If we don't have answers today, we'll have them for you next week. And as always, you can listen to any of our podcasts 24/7 at www.boopa.com/blog. You can click on the R&D Radio Show link, or if you want to listen to the Wedding Tips link, which is now in hiatus for a while, you can click on that and listen to the shows that we did for Wedding Tips.
Yeah, we got to update our promo on the WCCM run.
Yeah,
they're probably still playing the Wedding Tip promo.
Probably,
here.
And because that's our own fault.
That's correct.
We're sleeping.
Yes. But hey, Phil, what's happening, kid?
Not much.
Now, I'm going to see, he's probably feeling a little nervous right now, like all our guests do until like 5 minutes into the show, and then you can't get anybody to shut up. But I love having conversations with this kid normally because he usually has the right answer or his great views of life. But here's something that happened to me, Phil. I was walking out of the bank the other day, and I was holding the door for this woman who was walking in. And not even a thank you. All I got was the, as she walked through the door. And, you know, I mean, I find that kind of like rude because I stood there for at least 10 seconds of my time for this woman and not even a thank you.
Well,
what do you think of that?
I'm just numb to that. I mean, I get that all the time. I don't expect anything in return. So, I mean, you got to do what you can do to help other people, but nobody's going to expect anything from you. People aren't grateful enough.
So when I... Well, not everybody.
Well,
I
mean, not everybody, but...
The few.
So why didn't you just say you're welcome?
You know, sometimes I do that. But
they,
she
was
doing that...
They just keep walking when you say that, though.
Yeah, but Dan, if you're standing there holding the door with your hand out looking for a tip, I mean, they're not going to say thank you.
Here we go. Now, see, Phil? See what I put up with?
Yeah.
Looking for a tip. Yeah, no, just a common courtesy.
I do it all the time. I mean, you don't get thank yous.
Now, when it's a woman, it doesn't bother me. But when it's a guy, like when I'm going in the gym, I'll be like, yeah, no problem. Yeah, not a problem, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that
out. So please, anybody, if you see Dan holding the door for you, please say thank you. It would make him feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, and you better say thank you to Ron or he'll beat you up.
Well, in all seriousness, now if we can get to something. I mean, today is Flag Day. And, okay. And I just wanted to go over some of the things about how to display the U.S. flag, because I'm not sure everybody remembers or has even been taught on how to display the U.S. flag.
Okay.
And the United States Flag Code stipulates that as a symbol of a living country, the flag is considered in itself a living thing and should be properly displayed and cared for. So, when you raise the flag should be raised briskly, meaning very quickly you put the flag up, but you lower it ceremoniously.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
All right. How about you never allow the flag to touch the ground or the floor?
That's correct. When I was young and we had a house at the beach, we had a flagpole, and that was one of the first things my father taught me.
Okay. Do not fly the flag in bad weather unless it's an all-weather flag.
Okay.
All right. The flag can only be flown at night if properly illuminated.
That's correct.
Otherwise, it should only be flown from sunrise to sunset. Were you aware of that?
Yes,
okay.
I was.
Okay. Right, Dan. I'm proud of you. You're doing well. The flag should always be allowed to fall free.
Now, see, I wrote a report on this in college. I did a paper on this, but I'm hoping that I remember everything. But this is all, yes, all pretty much common sense so far.
Okay. The flag should never be used to carry, store, or deliver anything.
I've never heard that one before.
Never fly the flag upside down except to signal an emergency. Did you know that?
Remember that one, yes.
Okay, let's see.
So what kind of emergency do you think?
Well, say you're on a ship.
My wife's having a baby?
Well, if you were stuck someplace or you couldn't communicate, you put the flag in upside down, especially on ships, I would think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if your radio's down and you put your flag upside down, somebody sees the flag upside down, they know you're in distress.
Kind of like the SOS Morse code.
It's usually a universal sign that people recognize. Let's see. There's another one. Oh, the flag should never be used as clothing, bedding, or drapery.
You know, but you see people wrapped up in flags, right, Phil?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Well, I mean, I've seen Pete Townsend from The Who, but I mean, let's just... I've seen pictures.
Yeah. I think I've seen that one too.
Well, the flag should never be part of a uniform, but a flag patch or lapel pin can be part of a police or other uniform.
Okay.
So you see those on their sleeves.
Yes.
The flag should not be used to cover a statue or monument. So, like the Paul Revere statue that's now wearing the Bruin shirt.
Right.
You couldn't put a flag there.
I've thought about going to take that thing. I haven't thought of stealing anything since I was a kid, but I've thought about going over there and climbing up and taking that shirt.
You don't think that shirt is well guarded by the gallery gods? Do you know what they would do to you?
I'll tell them I'm the god of the gods. Give me that shirt.
Don't believe that. They really wouldn't. The flag
do
should not be
who
used
I am?
To cover a
Go ahead.
Oh. The flag should not appear on napkins, boxes, or other disposable items, nor should it be embroidered on cushions, handkerchiefs, or similar objects.
But you see all this stuff.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Like 4th of July, I'm sure I've seen the flag, like stars and stripes. Maybe not the exact flag, but stars and stripes on napkins and stuff.
Care should be taken not to let the flag get torn, dirty, or damaged.
Yes.
We know that. And the flag should never have placed upon it nor attached to it any mark, insignia, letter, word, figure, design, picture, or drawing.
Okay.
And the date. Oh, there's one other one that I just want to mention. When you have a flag that's flying at half staff,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to raise it all the way to the top.
And then bring it down.
Then bring it down halfway. And then when you're lowering it, you're supposed to bring it all the way back to the top.
Now, see, when I was a kid, I don't recall... Actually, I don't recall ever putting it at half staff. My father would have probably taken care of that, you know.
Well, and on Memorial Day, the flag should be hung at half staff until noon. Then it should be raised to the top of the staff.
I did not know that.
then there's a whole bunch of days when you should be flying the flag.
Now, I remember a buddy of mine who was in the Marines mentioning something about if you display the flag backwards, like say you have it as a patch on your arm and it's backwards so that the stars are to the right side, that would be like a communist sign or something like that. I don't know how true that is.
I've been seeing a couple of those lately around on people's shirts, like patches backwards with the flag.
That's what I heard. I don't know how true that is. I'd like to find out about that.
Well, we have a caller. Maybe the caller knows the answer. Go right ahead, caller.
Hi, it's nice to hear about the flag, and I'm going to tell you why. My dad was very fortunate enough to have a flagpole in Methuen on Riverside Drive, the Raymond Martin Park.
Beautiful area.
Dedicated to him.
Nice.
And Methuen is the first time they did a solar light, and the flag is now illuminated by solar power at night.
Oh, that is nice. Great. So it could fly 24 hours.
Yeah.
So that's over at that park where everybody's walking around on Riverside Drive there?
Yeah, and all the birds.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the ducks and all that.
Yeah. But, you know, it was a great thing Methuen did for my dad, and they put the light on there, the solar power light, and that's the first one they've ever done in Methuen that way. And
wow, that's awesome. God bless.
Very proud of that.
That's great. I'm glad you called in with that because, you know, it's nice to know. I mean, it is Flag Day, and I know when I was in school as a kid, they always talked about Flag Day, and I don't know if they still do that in school. And that's why when I knew today was Flag Day, we were on the ice. It would be nice to let people know. You know, the most important thing, I think, is that the flag is considered a living thing, you know, that you have to respect it. And
well, it is, and sometimes it really aggravates the hell out of me when they say you can burn the flag for freedom of speech, and that just really gets me to no end. You don't know how bad that bothers me.
Especially those, you know, who've had people, like yourself, people who've served in the armed forces and you know, given everything and then to see the flag disrespected, I guess, I understand how people would really get upset about that.
Yeah.
Well, if I ever seen it happen, I'd probably get arrested.
Yeah, that's what happened.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, and they would be right because it's their right to say that. So.
But anyway, I'd like to thank the city of Methuen and Hoppy Curran and all the people who are involved in giving that memorial to my dad because it's a beautiful one.
Well, now every time I see it, which is pretty much every day, I'll think about that.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Well, I'm glad we did that about the flag because I think it's ignored a lot of times. People, it's just like another day.
Yeah, taken for granted.
Yeah, it is, and we have to definitely respect it because it is, you know, it's our country's flag. And especially now, I mean, we don't want to see a flag with red and white stripes and a maple leaf in the middle hoisted next to a silver cup.
Right.
You know, we definitely don't want to see
that. Yeah, that's correct. I'm wondering if, like, you see towels that are the American flag, don't you? Is that okay? Because it's not a flag, right?
Well,
but it goes back to what you're saying about you can't put the image on anything.
Right, it shouldn't be put on.
It's American pride, I mean.
Yeah, you know, and I know it goes back to the days of Vietnam where people used to put it on their jeans. They used to have a flag on their jeans. They used to put the flag.
Hey, we got a special phone call here.
Oh, go ahead.
Caller, is this you, Jen?
Yeah.
How you doing, honey?
Good.
Now, your husband, Justin, my son-in-law, is taking off for Afghanistan today, right?
Yep.
This is kind of like the flag was a good segue into
this. This was a good segue because this is the reason why we respect the flag the way we do, because of people like Justin.
And it's Flag Day. Do you guys know that over there?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, because of him, right?
No, I've known that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he know that he's going to be on the radio right now?
No.
Is he near you?
Yeah, he's right upstairs.
Tell him he's got a phone call.
All right, hold on.
So Justin takes off for Afghanistan this afternoon. He actually got a later flight, so they got a few more hours together.
He's back here for a week.
For a week, yes.
Yeah, it's never enough, just like I saw her post that.
Yeah. I know.
Hello?
Justin.
Yes, sir.
It's Dan. How you doing?
All right. How's it going?
Okay. You're on the radio.
Oh. Again?
Did I catch you off guard?
Oh, don't be
so, Justin, don't be so happy.
I'm here with Ron Ferris. We got Bruce here and my son, Phil. Your brother-in-law.
Hello. Justin, what's going on? What's going on?
Justin, right. Do you know why we called?
Do you know what day it is? Justin, do you know what today is?
No.
You don't know. Now, Jennifer knows. You're going to kick yourself in the butt when I tell you.
I guess it's Flag Day.
Ah, good save, good save. You know, and I know you're taking off today. Just wanted to wish you luck and, you know, stay safe out there. And,
thank you very much.
You know, we that we all appreciate what you guys are doing.
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah, we want to thank you again, Justin, you know, for serving. And I know a week wasn't a lot of time, but we're glad you did get back for a little bit anyways before you go over to Afghanistan.
Right.
They just picked up.
Yeah, it was good. It went by quick.
I'm sure. You watched the Bruins last night, though?
I did. That was excellent.
Now, what's going to happen with Game 7? They're going to have it out there?
Probably. Well, we're still in Indiana for a couple days.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. Well, again, just wanted to wish you luck. Did you get that vehicle in the garage?
No. We got to take the roof rack off or something.
Ah.
But she loves it. It's a great truck.
Yeah. They just picked up a nice new Nissan. What is it? Excursion?
Xterra.
And, they can't get it into the garage. So if there are any garage door people out there listening.
Too big? It won't fit?
It's a little too tall, yeah.
Yeah, it's just 3 inches too tall. It's because of the roof rack.
But now, if the garage door went up a little further, then you can take care of that, right?
Most likely.
You know, because the roof rack looks cool.
Well, you could do like, you know, when the truck got stuck under the bridge and the little kid had to come along and tell him to let the air out of the tires.
Yep. Yeah, she could fill the air every day.
Yeah, just reinflate the tires. Pull it out and reinflate it.
All right, Justin, hey, it sounds like you just woke up and you're in a daze. So, again, good luck and stay safe out there and see you when you come back.
All right, thank you very much, and I will see you soon.
All right, take care.
Be safe, Justin. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing that came up, and this isn't really directly related to Justin. I don't want to put two and two together here. But yesterday was the 45th anniversary of the Miranda Rights. Do you know what?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what that is?
That's like you swear to. No, not swear to tell.
You have the right
you
to
have
remain.
The right to remain silent, right.
And do you know where that came about? You know how that came about?
I don't know.
That was Miranda versus Arizona, and that went all the way to the Supreme Court because they had arrested this guy. Just to give you a brief synopsis of what happened, he was accused of rape and kidnapping some woman, and they took him into custody, and they kept him in a room for like 2-3 hours, kept asking him and, you know, like the police interrogation does, until he finally confessed that he had committed this crime. And they took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and he was never told of his rights and that he could have a lawyer or anything. They just kept, beating on him until he, interrogating him, I should say, until he confessed.
Right.
And that's how the whole Miranda warning came about, and the word that was put in the English dictionary was Mirandize. You have to Mirandize somebody.
Right.
So that's why today we have what's known as the Miranda warning, that everybody is given that warning that you have the right to remain silent.
Phil, have you ever been given your...
No.
Never? You ever hear them?
I've heard them. I mean, I've never personally received them.
Well, they've been on television so many times, it's just...
Okay, good. Just checking.
All right.
You wouldn't admit it anyway, would you?
So that was your way of finding out if he's ever been Mirandized. Mirandized?
Did you just make that up?
I just mentioned that that's the word.
Well, you know what? I'm always trying to think of the next thing to say, so I'm not listening to you.
We know that. that's why they'll always ask you afterwards. There's two questions they usually ask. Do you understand each of these rights as I have explained them to you?
I'm sorry, what?
Having these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to us now? Which is why you always, when they portray these things on television, you know, I want my attorney, and they can't talk to you once you ask for an attorney.
Now, I've never had them read to me or, you know, said to me, but I feel that I'm the type of guy who, if they were, I'd be like, yeah. Sure.
As they're reading them to you.
Yeah.
As they got their knee in your back.
Yeah, whatever, guy.
Yeah, okay. You probably would, and that's where the police brutality comes in, from people like that, see? No?
Bring it on! No, I shouldn't say that.
This should be interesting. In Canada, they have equivalent rights. It's called the Charter of Rights and Freedoms.
Who cares about Canada today?
Well, because all of our Bruins... Wait a minute. When our Bruins fans go up there and they win the cup and then they start beating on the Canucks fans, they're going to want to know their rights
in
Canada.
We got class.
If they started whacking us first, you don't think they're going to whack them back?
There won't be enough of us up there.
You want to get whacked? I'm just being funny, no.
No comment.
Hey, you know, did you ever watch South Park?
Phil's the big... Talk to Phil about
this.
I've
seen a couple episodes.
Oh, come on.
You saw the movie, right?
Yeah.
All right, super, that's what I should have brought. Maybe I'll bring that next week, is Blame Canada. You know,
I remember that. I saw the movie.
And I know you're chomping at the bit to discuss this, so go ahead. Talk about the Bruins.
Phil, you want to talk about the Bruins? Good game last night, huh?
Great game.
I tried to give him a beer. He didn't take it.
Yeah, that's... Come on.
He's only 20 years old. But I can do what I want in my house, right?
But doing police looking for you? Contributing to the delinquency
of a
minor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever, guy. No, that was a good game, huh? I mean, they've got the momentum. They've got the better team. That one game, that last game that they lost, I feel that they, you know, that might have been the weaker game that they played, and it was still a good game.
Well, the thing that I was happy about was that Luongo got knocked out of the game because of the comments he's been making about
that. His words pretty fast that night.
Yeah, that was perfect, huh?
Yeah, he was on a short leash.
Karma comes around, I mean.
Absolutely.
And... You know, saying that, oh, I would have made that save because I would have been in the paint.
Right.
Well, he was in the paint, then he missed.
He was too far in the paint.
Short side goal.
Yeah, he was too far in the paint.
Wow. So, I guess what goes around comes around, and
those shots of him throughout the game looking like somebody gave him a wedgie.
They did. They probably did in the corner.
That's funny. That's exactly how it looked. And the funny thing is, when the crowd was shouting out his name, and you'd see the camera like pan back and forth on the rink, you could see him sitting there like just trying to dig a hole or something. You
the
know?
Funny thing was, he wasn't even in net, and they were singing his name.
Yeah, that was great.
So I mean, that's...
But I guess they're going to start him tomorrow night, but have a quick hook for him if need be.
Did you see when they were showing... They were showing Vancouver and all the hundreds and hundreds of people standing in the street.
Yes, yes,
they
I
were
did
waiting
see
for
that.
The you know for them to win so that they could celebrate the
right,
cup coming
right.
home. And
but they were still pretty excited about being on TV, though.
Well, how about when they thought they scored the goal and they were celebrating?
Oh, that was great. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, in fact, on
but
TV
they
even
the
changed
pressure
the score
on at that point too.
And then they had to review it and it hit the post.
Yeah, they were putting the pressure on it. I think that deflated them.
Yeah, when they didn't get the goal. Yeah. Well, how about having a 6-on-3?
That was great.
They pulled a goalie. Bruins got two penalties. Yep. And
did they get? They didn't get a score on that, did they?
No, no.
But it was still, yeah, because Phil was like, where's Thomas? I'm like, well, they got the penalty coming up. So,
yeah, but the Canucks were on them at the end of the game, and they still couldn't score. With the they had three. They had a 6-on-3.
Oh, I was thinking of one point with the Bruins.
Yeah, no, but at the end of the game, when... They pulled their goalie.
That must have been when I was texting somebody. Somebody kept texting me.
Oh.
He was Facebooking.
I know.
He
would be in a Howard Cosell wannabe. Is that what it was?
Exactly. You know, he just doesn't seem that Facebook is the platform for people being excited about the Bruins. We could talk about everything else, but not sports.
You're listening to the R&D Radio Show. We're on 1110 AM WCCM. You can reach us by phone at 978-687-8005. Toll free, it's 877-687-8005. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
We got something exciting coming up.
Need a video shot of your special event? look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Boopa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.boopa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
Ready to run fast and far better than anyone before, which is the sun in the morning. We jump for gold. There are no losers in this game, only winners participate. And you know I'm not lying when I say,
and that was Golden Earring with Yes, We're on Fire. That is actually a song that they did for the 2000 Olympics, Summer Olympic Games. And anytime someone from the Netherlands won gold or whatever, they'd play that song.
Who is it?
Don't get cute, Ron. Don't get cute. Golden Earring, folks.
Golden Earring.
The longest lasting rock band of all time.
Of all time?
Yes, they even started before the Rolling Stones.
Since the beginning of time? What about the Flintstones?
You know what? In my life, yes, yeah, since the
weren't
beginning of time.
Were they a rock band, too? He worked at the Rock Quarry. Right? The Quarry, I'm sorry.
You hey, are listening. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
You are listening to the R&D radio show. Now, did we decide what the R is for? Is it still research and discussion?
Research and discussion.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What were you saying?
Hey, before we go any further, I just want to remind folks, if you're having any trouble at all with your plumbing, we had a plumber on a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
John Saluski, and this guy knows everything that there is to know about plumbing. If you have any troubles at all, please give John a call. You can email him at John Saluski. That's S-A-L-U-S-K-I. That's all one word. John Saluski at yahoo.com. Or give him a call at 603-234-6614. Tell him you heard it on the R&D show. He'll take care of you. He knows, he filled us in on any questions that we had a couple of weeks ago. He knows what he's doing.
And please, we might have him on again.
Yeah. And the best thing was his apprentice that was with him, Gina, said the most important thing is that it goes down.
Absolutely.
So we want to make sure your toilet goes down.
Just to let you know, John's got it all covered right down to the plumber's crack.
Yep. There we go. he had 3 months of training for that, I thought he said that he had a...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right,
well, Dan, you got something else for us here.
Yes, this, you know, we've been talking about doing this for a while. We're finally getting around to it, so I'm kind of excited about this. You know, we're talking about Golden Earring every week. They come up and all that. The reason being is when I got into the internet back, what was it, 1995 or whatever, people were, I wanted to learn how to make a website. And, you know, people were making websites about, here's my house, here's my dog, here's my cat, this and that. But back when it was still pretty new. So I decided to do a website on golden earring. And it kind of took off, and that's how I got to know the band itself. And the guitarist got in touch with me. So one thing led to another. I ended up videotaping them in the studio for like 9 days back in 2002. And actually that video, which is called Millbrook USA, was released in Holland and Belgium through Universal Music. And so it became pretty popular over there. A couple years later, I ended up going out to the Netherlands, to Amsterdam, where they were putting on a few shows, and I was a guest of the band. And before one of the shows, I'm standing there, and I'm down on the stage left, I guess, if you're looking at the stage. Would that be stage left? If you look at the stage, or would if you were on the stage, it would be stage right.
If you're looking out from the stage, whatever you're is opposite from what
you're
on.
So if you're on the stage, okay, so I was at stage right, I guess. But if you look at the stage, I was on the left-hand side. And I'm standing there in my Red Sox jersey, by the way. And there's this whole line of people standing there, and they're all there to meet me, and I had no idea. So I kind of felt like a big celebrity. It was kind of embarrassing. But, you know, I met all these people, and I met this gentleman, Billy Mallon, and his wife, Linda. And, it was just another couple faces in the crowd, because this was embarrassing to me. So the next day, I'm walking the streets of Amsterdam. Now, I was supposed to be with a buddy of mine who was from Akron, Ohio. His name is John Scarpelli. But he ended up having to change the plans, and he couldn't meet up with me. So now I'm walking around in Amsterdam all by myself, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I wonder if I could catch an early flight home, because Amsterdam's beautiful, but when you're by yourself, it could be kind of intimidating. And I wish my wife had gone with me, but she didn't, because at the time she was afraid of flying. So I'm walking the streets, and you know how you have that split second where you turn and someone else might turn, and it just that split second. If we didn't both make eye contact at the same time, wouldn't have known. But they were just another face in the crowd. But Linda Mallon recognized me. So she came up, and she was all excited that, you know, like I was some big-time celebrity. And I was only Dan Lynch from the R&D radio show.
So did you hear, like, music and stuff in the background when
no,
your eyes
well,
met?
They were really nice. And then they invited me to go have a beer with them, you know? So I was like, yeah, sure. And next thing you know, we were having a good time. We were talking about Golden Earring all night and talking about Amsterdam. And the husband, Billy, was very knowledgeable about Amsterdam. So the next day we got together, and they took me kind of like on a free tour of Amsterdam. It was pretty cool. Anyway, to make a long story short, I got to know them through email, and we've been in touch over the years. A few years back, I entered this video contest for Smirnoff Raw Tea, and I made the video, made a song. It was on can I say the name of the radio station here? WAAF out of Boston or wherever they are. And only because Spaz on that station called me and said, listen, I know your talent. I know you can win this thing if you do something. And I was thinking about it for a few weeks, and I couldn't come up with anything. The day that was the final day for that Smirnoff video, I said, all right, let me think what I could come up with. And I ended up writing a freaking great tune and made a pretty cool video. And it's on YouTube. So I ended up winning. And Billy Mallon thought it was the greatest song he'd ever heard, and he'd listen to it, and he'd be laughing and all that. Sadly to say, his wife ended up coming down with cancer maybe like 2 months after that. So he was kind of bumming out, and I kept like sending him words of encouragement and letting him know that she was in good hands with him because he's a great guy. Phil, do you remember all this?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, one day he wrote me a letter saying, you know, I could use some cheering up. When are you going to write another song? And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's pretty nice of him, you know. And so I decided to write a song called Billy Mallon, which is a, you know, it ended up becoming, I don't want to say an internet phenomenon, but I got a lot of hits. People in Scotland, which is where they're from, were walking up to him after seeing the video, because I took footage from our trip and splashed it into this video as well as, you know, me goofing around with the guitar and stuff. So so people were walking up to him, recognizing him, saying, "You're Billy Mallon." So it became pretty popular over there in Scotland. My sister would listen to it. She cursed me because it would be stuck in her head, you know. I think I remember playing it for you one time, Ron, and you had tears coming out of your eyes.
Comes from left. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
That was my fault. That's me.
What the heck?
That was me. I'm sorry.
That is the video, though. But I think Bruce got a better version keyed up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a song. Now, I wrote this. I play all the instruments. I do all the voices.
It does all the characters.
In a way, it's kind of funny. But at the same time, I did it for a reason. And if it weren't for the sad reason that he asked me to do it, this song wouldn't be in existence today. So without further ado, this is Billy Mallon. And I call it by the Tower Hill Gang. I made up a fake name for a band and all that, the Tower Hill Gang. You like that?
It's funny, all the people look like you.
In the video, yes. And if you go onto YouTube, type in Billy Mallon and...
That's two L's.
M-A-L-L-O-N. Billy Mallon. But Bruce is going to play the whole song for us right now, Billy Mallon by the Tower Hill Gang.
If you ever travel to Scotland, to a place called Lawrence Kirktown, the principal town of the Howe of the Mearns in the south of Aberdeenshire, if you get there in your travels, if you get there in your time, ask all around of the people in town, Billy Mallon's a friend of mine. T'was alone in the streets of Amsterdam, I was sad and feeling alone, stumbling along on the cobblestone road, thinking I should really go home. Funny how fate should have it, as quick as a knock on a door, Billy's sweet wife, Linda Mallon, had met me the night before. They were traveling there from Scotland, and I from the USA. Let it be known, yeah, let it be known, we became good friends that day. We tipped a few to our travels, we tipped a few to our lives. Yeah, we tipped and sipped and sipped and tipped, and in the morning still felt fine. If you travel to Scotland, to a place called Lawrence Kirktown, the principal town of the Howe of the Mearns in the south of Aberdeenshire, if you get there in your travels, if you get there in your time, ask all around of the people in town, Billy Mallon's a friend of mine. That's right, he is. We walked the streets together in a town that wasn't our own. Then they showed me the spot where somebody was lost in a video shot long ago. Billy thought it was senseless, someone lost could surely be found. Then he let out a smile at the pub down the aisle, proclaiming he'd buy the next round. If you ever travel to Scotland, to a place called Lawrence Kirktown, the principal town of the Howe of the Mearns in the south of Aberdeenshire, if you get there in your travels, if you get there in your time, ask all around all the people in town, Billy Mallon's a friend of mine. That's right, I'll say it again too. You should someday get to Scotland, as he slammed another one down. He said with a grin while wiping his chin, I'd be happy to show you around. And we tipped our glasses together, we tipped our glasses three. Billy Mallon and Linda, my dear, will always be friends to me. Oh, if you ever travel to Scotland, to a place called Lawrence Kirktown, the principal town of the Howe of the Mearns in the south of Aberdeenshire, if you get there in your travels, if you get there in your time, ask all around of the people in town, Billy Mallon's a friend of mine.
You better believe it, man.
If you ever travel to Scotland, to a place called Lawrence Kirktown, the principal town of the Howe of the Mearns in the south of Aberdeenshire, if you get there in your travels, if you get there in your time, ask all around of the people in town, Billy Mallon's a friend of mine. Ask all around of the people in town, Billy Mallon's a friend of mine. Ask all around of the people in town, Billy Mallon's a friend of mine.
All right, Dan, I got to admit, I mean, folks, if you can, go to YouTube and watch the video. I mean, the song is great, but the video is really puts it over the top.
Bruce, what do you think of the video?
It's unbelievable, seriously. So I mean, in one part there, you're playing all four characters.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's great.
My son Phil's here, like, hiding his
face. Phil, what do you think? Huh? No, don't hide your face. That's fantastic.
So you went to the contest, and what happened?
Oh, not for Billy Mallon. Actually, I did enter a contest with the Billy Mallon video, and I ended up being able to... Well, I had to pay my flight, but I went out to California and played like a half-hour set at some place in Hollywood. I can't remember the name of that place off the top of my head.
West Hollywood?
Well, he's giggling about something. I don't, is this something I should know about that?
No, I'm just asking.
You always get these little, quiet little jokes of yours, Ronnie.
What? You went to Hollywood. Okay. And you played?
I don't remember the name of the place for some silly reason. I don't know. But it was pretty exciting.
Was it Starbucks or Borders?
No, it was a place where a lot of rock bands actually played there.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
You were invited from Seagram's? Is that what it was?
Yes. Exactly.
Excellent.
But so there you have it, folks. Billy Mallon. You heard it here first and probably for the last time on WCCM.
And folks, just so you know, I mean, we played the video here, and, you know, it's Daniel's Video Production, just so you know. After Billy Mallon finishes, it'll come up, and you can watch Trey's First Shower, Golden Earrings, Skyscraper Hell, 3D Golden Earrings, Skyscraper.
All right.
I'm just letting people
know
this.
Yeah.
There's
and
more
I
things
believe,
that they can watch.
Isn't your daughter's wedding on there, too?
I don't know.
No, it might not be. I think I got one of my wife's hairs stuck on my head here.
Again?
It happens all the time.
Again with the hair.
Unless that's from the guy before me.
No, I don't think he has that hair that's that long. Well, you're listening to us on WCCM, 11:10 a.m. If you want to call us, talk to Dan about his video, 978-687-8005, or if you're out of the area, toll free, it's 877-687-8005.
I hope that song didn't, like, make everybody shut their radios off.
No, I don't think so. And, again, if you want to watch the video, and I think you should, folks, it's really entertaining, on YouTube, just go to YouTube and type in
Billy
for
Mallon.
Search Billy Mallon, that's with two L's, M-A-L-L-O-N.
Yes.
Okay. You said something that kind of leads me into my next thing that I was going to talk about here. If you don't mind. Yes. Is your wife still afraid to fly?
No. Actually, we in the year 2000, I believe. So actually, she had flown already, but she just didn't want to go to Amsterdam. I would have shown her the girls in the windows and everything. But she did fly down to Florida for the first time ever on a plane, and she was horrified. When the plane was taken off, her hands were dug into the...
White knuckles.
But once we got up in the air, she was fine.
Yeah, my daughter's the same way.
And we've flown a couple times since then. She's good now.
Okay. What do you think about flying today? How do you feel about airfares and things like that?
My arms get tired.
Your arms get tired? What about your wings?
I haven't flown in a few years now. Price is getting ridiculous.
Well, I think this is unbelievable. Airlines collected $3.4 billion, that's what they'd be, in bag fees. Yep.
That's
in
ridiculous.
2010.
I'm sorry, that's ridiculous.
$3.4 billion. That's a 24% increase from 2009. So the fees are typically, it's $50 round trip for a bag. So it's $25 there, $25 back.
I'm going to stow somebody in my bag for that price.
Well, what a lot of people are doing, believe it or not, is they're shipping their stuff, UPS, to their destination and then shipping it back because it's cheaper.
Wow.
So it's unbelievable. And the nickel and diming passengers for, get this, $21 billion.
What do you think of that, Phil?
I don't know, man. It's mind-boggling.
Like the price of comic books going up, you know?
I wouldn't know.
Well, they do.
Do they?
They have since I was a kid.
How much are they now?
You know what? Not that I've bought one, but recently I was in Newbury Comics. You ever go in there?
Yeah, I get CDs there.
Oh, music CDs? Yeah, and I just happened to see the comic books, and, jeez, I think they're up around $3. Oh, and when I was a kid, they were like 20 cents, 25 cents.
I think they were a dime or 5 cents when I was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, Delta generated the most revenue from bag fees, $952 million.
Wow.
Followed by the combined United and Continental at $655 million.
Now, who's the one that doesn't charge for bags?
Southwest.
Do they fly everywhere?
In JetBlue.
But their prices are probably high for
No. Actually, well, see, this is the thing that the they're getting into here, that say you go to any of the websites for travel and you pull up, say, I want to go from Boston to Las Vegas, and they'll pull up all these airline fees, and they'll show you, like, United Airlines.
Right.
You put your dates in. And it'll show you a fee, let's say $325. So you say, okay. And now you click on that fee. Now they have to add in all the other charges. Now, if you want to pick your seat, they're going to charge you $10 if you want a seat. Then if you want a particular seat that's like in a more roomy area, they're going to charge you maybe $20.
Wow.
This is all the nickel and dime stuff that they're doing. So the airlines are saying, well, if we put the $50 into the price, people wouldn't buy the tickets.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're doing it afterwards. So I think the Fed's moving in now, and they want them to put the total price of what it's going to cost.
Wow.
You know,
it's good.
Yeah, well,
somebody should.
Well, there used to be other things. I mean, this is to say that it's not just the airlines. You know, the banks, if you use out-of-network, they're charging ATM fees. Levy fees for insufficient balance. You know, the banks are doing this. But there's people getting upset just to board the plane. You have to.
That's ridiculous.
Pay a fee. And it's the same thing, even with Southwest. If you want to be one of the first on board, because they have open seating, you have to pay additional money for that.
Yeah.
So they're looking at more things. You know, they're trying to make up, they're saying, for the fuel cost and everything else. But I think it's ridiculous.
Right. You done with that?
Yes, go ahead.
That was great. Thank you for that information. No, that's good. It makes me not want to fly anymore. All right, so what do we got, Bruce? About 4 minutes left, 5 minutes?
You got about 5.5 minutes.
Phil, what's on your mind?
Not much. Just sitting here and taking it all in.
Taking it all in. You relaxed now?
Yeah.
Were you kind of nervous when you came in?
Not really.
Not too bad?
He's a movie star.
Let's toss some questions up.
He's a movie star.
Actually, he is in that. Talk
a little bit about him. I just met him today. What's the story with Phil?
Well, Phil, what's the story with you?
I don't know.
Have you met Bruce officially?
I met him when we came in, yeah.
Nice to see you, Phil.
Nice seeing you.
Phil's a movie star. He's in Boys.
Oh, he's in Boys, too?
He's in Boys.
Did you see
him,
Bruce?
Second Wind.
I haven't seen it yet. No, I keep on.
God bless.
Okay. God bless. I'll tell Daryl you said that.
Okay.
That's lovely.
He knows. He's listening.
All right, Daryl. We love you.
What else? He did Second Boys Win. Yeah, wow. Second Wind Boys. And what was the other one you did?
He did Detention.
The movie
that I shot.
Wow.
He was a student in the class.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, what are your plans? You're thinking about writing something?
I kind of wrote something, but, it's kind of on hold. I don't really care for that kind of stuff. Something on my mind. I was working at Dunkin's one day, and I saw this girl was acting kind of sketchy at the at her seat, and I see this pile of paper that she left behind.
Right.
And it was like this whole drug confession note to her mother that she forgot to take with her.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 7 pages long, front and back, and basically saying her whole life story. And I thought, wow, this is kind of like she's the average kind of American girl who has everything, perfect family and everything, but she had a downfall, and you don't see that too often.
Ooh.
And just thinking, I've known people that are like that.
Right.
Kind of like, write stuff, something down, and I think it actually came out pretty good for what I wrote. I only wrote like 2 pages, but what I wrote I thought was pretty decent.
Uh-huh. And you're not going to continue with it?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
I don't have the time for it.
Right, it's always good to have some sort of like a hobby or something.
Yeah.
And if you pursued that, even just for a hobby, just to do something, even if nobody ever saw it, at least you can look at it as a personal accomplishment or something like
Right.
Phil, you still in school?
I'm on summer break right now.
Where are you going, Phil?
I'm at Northern Essex in Avril.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just majoring in liberal
arts.
Great school. Yeah, it's not bad.
Man, great school.
Yeah.
losing your president, you know, after he's gone. Mr. Hartlib is leaving this year. You know?
Oh, is he?
In June, end of June. Yeah. Huh? New president coming.
Oh, no kidding, yeah. Huh?
Great guy.
So he might be, I'm trying to talk him into moving on to like UMass Lowell or something like that. We figured we'd do the first 2 years, get all the, some of the class that could be transferred out of the way, that, you know, should go that way.
Yeah, that's what you usually do, get those out of the way and pick your major.
Right. I'm trying to get him into MIT.
Oh. MIT?
Well, actually, I did a detail there a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to a professor, and I mentioned to him, you know, why can I get my son in this school? And he gave me his phone number and all that, but I don't think that's...
No, let's leave it alone.
Leave it alone, he says.
What do you think, he's Good Will Hunting?
Oh.
Well, from it, man.
You know what? Sometimes I just don't get this guy's jokes.
You don't know what Good Will Hunting is? Obviously.
I know what the movie is, but I only saw it once. I'm not like you who can watch a movie like 20 times.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do some Jaws quotes.
No.
That's like the only movie I've seen 20 times.
Jaws? That's it? Just Jaws?
Well, maybe Close Encounters.
Ronnie.
Yeah, maybe Lord
Ronnie,
of the
it's all coming down, Ronnie.
This means something.
That was a classic movie.
That was. I might like that one better than Jaws.
Really?
I think. It's hard to say. They're both great.
See, me, it's Jaws. It's Godfather. It's It's tough.
Yeah.
Tough. Some of those... I mean, if you were locked up someplace and you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The Three Stooges in Orbit.
Really?
I don't know. I you know, one movie.
What? Yeah, if you only had one movie.
Locked up, it would be the Lord of the Rings trilogy because it would last a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I want to see them back to back to back.
Okay.
Extended editions.
Well,
coming out.
So it's only three movies, though, right? You should stick with Harry Potter because then there's eight.
You know, I watched the first one and I've fallen asleep with everyone after.
Help.
I should watch them.
Go ahead. Folks, this has been the R&D Show. You've been listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. We want to thank Phil for being with us today.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.
We'll be back next week. And remember, hey, if you call John to do your plumbing, tell him you heard it on the R&D Show. We would appreciate it.
What comes up must go down.
That's right. We want to make sure it goes down. See you next week.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guest and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.